You're listening to G220 Radio. I'm your host, Ricky Gantz, and I hope you enjoy this episode of G220 Radio.
Maybe one of the reasons so many people in the church aren't making disciples of all nations is because they're not really disciples in the first place. You think about Jesus and his disciples from the very beginning to the very end. Making disciples is in the DNA of this thing, right? To be a disciple involves making disciples. Follow me, Matthew 4, and I will, what? I'll make you fishers of men.
Never make a gospel appeal to people's emotions. Never. Never. That's why we don't have some kind of an emotional appeal here and play all kinds of smalty music in the background.
And it amazes me that we believe this, that God would crush and kill his own son, but let you slide. Not for a minute.
At this moment, God commands all men to repent and believe. That today is the day of salvation. That you are to flee from the wrath to come. To flee from the law of Moses that condemns you into the city of refuge, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. Run to him.
Welcome to G220 Radio. I'm your host, Ricky Gantz, and I want to thank you for tuning into the program tonight. I've got a good show planned for you tonight. We're going to be talking about Wrath and Grace, the ministry, the clothing line, all that's going on with Wrath and Grace. We're going to be talking with Johan Haneo. I hope I'm saying that right. It's easier just to call him Jay, but we'll talk to him when he comes on, as well as Result, one of the artists and rappers who's with Wrath and Grace as well. I'm going to tell you right now, it is so exciting what's going on with G220 Radio, with the ministries, so much stuff going on in this area, just so much to praise God for and so thankful. And so I want to tell you guys, the listeners, thank you for the support. Thank you for all that you've done to encourage me here at G220 Radio and with the ministry and going out. It's always a blessing when you have the support of your brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And when they're lifting you up in prayer, I covet your prayers when we go out to do ministry on the streets and we go out to the homeless shelters, to the abortion centers, and just out on the streets in general to stand up and preach the gospel and to see the brothers and sisters in Christ that go out with us and to see their growth over the years. It's just been a blessing to be a part of that. So I want to thank you all who support us and continue to pray for us, because without your prayers and without the prayers of the brothers and sisters in Christ lifting us up, you know, I don't know what we would do, because it's by the grace of God that we're even able to go out there and share the good news of Jesus Christ and go out there and minister to the homeless and to those at the abortion center, only by the grace of God. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hey, George Alvarado here. Ever wondered why the majority of people who call themselves Christians don't share their faith? Do you know what you would call someone who does not regularly, consistently, and purposefully obey the Great Commission? Would you know what word to use? Apostasy, the greatest omission, answers these questions and more. My book not only coins a new word that Christians can use to describe the sin of not evangelizing, but it diagnoses the reasons why this sin is so rampant in our Western churches. And it provides a thorough, biblical understanding of the root causes so that you and other professing Christians can expose the greatest sin of omission. So whether you or your local church is on fire for the Lord, or you know somebody who is about as on fire as a wet match, this book is for you. Purchase your copy of Apostasy, the Greatest Omission at TrackPlanet.com and like our Facebook page to get the most recent updates concerning this book. Remember, it's Apostasy, the Greatest Omission, at TrackPlanet.com.
What do Jewish people believe? Or Muslims? A Mormon? Or a Jehovah's Witness? If you've ever wondered, then the book, What Do They Believe, is for you. From the differing views on God and Jesus to sin, salvation, and eternity, what do they believe will help you get an accurate understanding of what other religions believe. What Do They Believe by Andrew Rappaport, available now on Kindle and at strivingforeternity.org.
The good news is Striving for Eternity would love to come to your church to spend 2 days with your folks teaching them biblical hermeneutics. That's right, the art and science of interpreting Scripture. The bad news is somebody attending might be really upset to discover Jeremiah 29:11 should not be their life verse. To learn more, go to strivingforeternity.org to host a Bible interpretation made easy seminar in your area.
If you want to grow in your understanding of God's Word and learn to study the Bible for yourself, join Pastor Andrew Rappaport as he teaches each week from the Word of God. The teaching is free through the Internet, but paid students receive a syllabus for each course with extra study materials. The cost is only $50 per year, with special pricing for church groups. And you get to choose from the School of Biblical Hermeneutics or the School of Systematic Theology. Sign up today for Striving for Eternity Academy. Details at strivingforeternity.org.
Imagine Jesus walking onto your local college campus. What would he say? Would he be like Matthew chapter 9, seeing the people harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd, and say, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few"? At Christian Collegiate Network, we are sending workers into the harvest. We are training students how to proclaim the glorious gospel, not only in the way that they live their lives, but how to speak to the campus community about the gospel. If you want to support our ministry at Christian Collegiate Network by becoming a campus leader or financially, go to changeyourcampus.com. Christian Collegiate Network, changeyourcampus.com.
Cannibalism is okay as long as you're not actually hurting somebody.
Wouldn't eating someone hurt them?
I'm trying to do the best I can.
There's only one way to have your sins forgiven.
As born-again Christians, part of our duty is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whether you're a seasoned veteran or have never witnessed before, Witness Radio has something for you. Tune in next time to strengthen your faith and learn how to defend it. Go to witnesstalkradio.org. That's witnesstalkradio.org.
You know, welcome back to G220 Radio. As I was listening to those commercials there real quick, I realized, not that I didn't know, but I really realized the fact that I have three commercials in there supporting Striving for Eternity. Andrew Rappaport, his book, What Do They Believe? And then the Bible seminar that he was willing to do to come to your church. And then the Striving for Eternity commercial. So I think going past the word to Andrew that he needs to send me some royalties over this way for promoting him three times on my show with three different commercials. No, I really do love that brother Andrew Rappaport over there at Striving for Eternity and recommend all of that. And so if you can go and support them, do so. As I said, we're going to have on here in a little bit, we're going to be talking about Wrath and Grace. Well, one of the artists from Wrath and Grace is named Result. And the first time I ever heard him have any of his music was this song here. And so I'm going to play that as we get ready to get into that interview coming up here shortly.
Wrath and Grace. Result. It's a tribute to all the ones who ran before me. No one's fit to, we all can understand his glory. Just a tribute to all the ones who ran before me. No one's fit to, we all can understand his glory. Just a tribute to all the ones who ran before me. No one's fit to, we all can understand his glory. Just a tribute to all the ones who ran before me. No one's fit to, yeah. I'm not here to flex an impressive presentation. When the greatest question facing us presently, restoration. Having to pray to pave the way to him. If deep, can't sleep on a jam, we in ambient, the wake of great awakening. The place we need to fill him in. My aim to lead this quill of pen. Straight to Jesus, filling in. My face to see him killing sin. And find rhyme, rhyme, prime, and divine antioxidants. We're trying to party over here with a fine climate consequence. But I can't hit your mind with the peace sign to see why we're chasing these faces. I gotta rewind. Created on the sixth, our world falling shortly after. A corporate disaster captured before the fourth chapter. Now God must wait. All pursuers of the pearl of kings. A true royal flush when our world's redeemed. Heed the doom of jubilation, disaster of life. Instruments the mercy of wrath. Adam McClight, craft illumination. No strings attached to my communication. Satellite kite, more personal than the rhyme or a passage. Just grab a fight.
When the Lord avenges his sheep, by cloaking his foes who know it's the sinners, but vengeance is known as rinse and repeat. A heightened scene, but the righteous scream, Christ is king. When he's serving parasites in America's impious dream. So put it falling in the crucible, you all better chop chop. You can't stop the funeral as long as the clock top. Ask your pay to turn the wink and the economy pain return. Return and break the learn for solid. And name a turn. Taking expository journey through the apostles in the council of the eyewitness accounts of the gospel. Token with bonus, they never played around and dressed it up. And the Lord's gonna give us what we wanted to expect to see in a forerunner. I find it kind of ironic how his grace produced the catalyst to rap to espouse these weighty truths. Digitalized active movement, chiropractic back in line with the mind of Christ, rap didactic music, lyrical catechism to most absurd and aberrant. Opposing a voice and culture, we folks, some word is acronym. Hoping for a future with the suffering servant. Don't box me in with the unknown God of Carpe Diem. But he's active, no downtime, put his crown line. Won't find to see him inside of a mausoleum. He sits above in the highest of positions. Diadem glistens with simple love and higher definition. He's pristine and sovereign, though his rule is incursory. Though history is chronicled a human emergency. But a powerful commitment in a shepherd from Calvary Tabernacle with a renegade and has his mentality. Now it's holy, holy, holy through the mouth of wretched sinners. With a holy cult is molded to a house of representatives. But I never deserved his kindness. Should have been thirsty, blind, reckless, fine. But a mercy shine, know anybody coming in to search me, find self-denied. I'm a grassroots soul. See the attributes of God. Got hands on lawnmowers. If you stand for truth and lies, and the atonement, see his glory in every sphere of your reality. So his story's a mirror in this lyrical theology. From MCs who give a deep and relevant and harmony. The result of these have led to the elementology.
Takes us right into our conversation tonight with wrathandgrace.com. We have Johan Haneo. I hope I'm saying that right, brother.
You are. It's easier to say Jay.
Yeah, I'm going to say Jay, but I wanted to get your name out there. it would be so much easier for me. Johan Haneo and Result from Wrath and Grace. Welcome to G220 Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you on. Wrath and Grace, I play that commercial just about every week, and it's so catchy, brother, that I find myself singing it a lot while I'm out delivering mail on my route, because it's a good commercial, and you got some good clothing there over there at Wrath and Grace, and we're going to talk a little bit about that here tonight. But why don't we go ahead, Jay, we'll start with you. Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about where you're from, your family, and stuff like that, and then we'll go to Result, do the same, and then we'll come back and hear each of your testimonies and how you came to the Lord.
Okay, okay. Well, let me see. My name is Jay. I am from Miami, Florida, but I live in Columbus, Georgia. At this point, after I got out of the military, I ended up staying here, which is like a military town. And pretty much, you know, I live here. I'm married. I got a beautiful wife. I got three beautiful daughters. And that's pretty much all I do is just try to raise my family, you know.
Well, wonderful. Praise the Lord, brother. And Results?
Yeah, I'm currently reside in Bluffton, South Carolina. I know people probably won't be familiar with that town. So it's between Hilton Head and Beaufort, South Carolina, where Parris Island, you know, big marine base is at. So I've been here for about, going on about, I've been here for years now. You know, I was a military brat, moved, you know, all around the country, lived in Japan for a few years, so never really stayed in one place more than 3 years growing up. You know, finally settled down here in South Carolina. I'm married, no kids. Let's see, started rapping about 2000, 2001. Became converted in 2007, and you know, been rapping for the Lord and His kingdom ever since.
Again, praise the Lord for that as well. Jay, go ahead, tell us how you came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. I always love to do that when I got brothers on or sisters on the show. Whenever I have a guest come on that has been on for the first time here on GT20 Radio, I love to have them share their testimony just to see how the Lord has worked in their life and brought them to that point of saving grace.
I got you. Let me see. I don't know where to start. I guess I would start at February 21st of 2011. My daughter turned 1 year old, and well, actually she turned 1 year old on the 28th, but on the 21st, I was a straight up pagan, you know what I'm saying? Non-believer. But my wife kept harassing me, you know, she was raised Pentecostal, so my girlfriend at the time kept harassing me to go to church or whatever. So I would go to church, and you know, I'd put my little dope money in the what's that thing called? The offering plate, you know, and stuff like that. And I thought I had it really good with the Lord because I was putting in a good amount of money into that church and stuff. And I did do a dedication, right? They you know, I figured if I'm gonna go to hell, at least I don't want my daughter to go to hell. So I did that, like, this child dedication thing, and I remember like just standing there and really being like, Lord, like I, you know, I actually believed in God, you know, and I knew He existed, and I was just like, Lord, like, I know that I can't be saved, you know what I'm saying, because of the life that I live. And you know, at least at the time, I thought I was so far off from being able to be saved that I was just like, Lord, please just save my daughter, right? And I remember, you know, just kind of just really, that was like the first time I really prayed with a desire, you know what I'm saying, for anything. So, you know, fast track, like less than a month later, I'm in jail. I'm looking at 40 years. And like my, kind of like my world is falling apart. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dang, I lost my home. If the cops show up at my house, you know, and they find all this stuff, they'll be able to take my children and just all this stuff that was going on in my head and just stuff that I was going on. I'm trying to keep my testimony PG-13, right? So I don't want to go into too many details, but, but pretty much, you know, while I'm in jail, there was this guy there, and he was like, you know, he was like, hey, man, what are you doing here? And I was like, what the F you mean, what am I doing here? You know, like, I'm like, I'm really upset, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, man, you're like, this isn't what the Lord called me to do and all this other stuff. And he gave me like this, like a shorthand of the gospel, like a not the best representation of the gospel breakdown, but he did what he could. And by the end of that night, you know what I'm saying, like, we were both like crying and praying and, you know, like, I don't know, just begging, just pretty much. I got to the point where, like, I was sitting there, I was praying to God, and I'm looking at the ceiling, and the ceiling, I remember the ceiling said this word, said Diablos, right? And, you know, I was raised Pentecostal, so I'm like, you know, God still does all this magic, right? So I'm like, Lord, you know, if you exist, I know you exist, but if you could show me that you exist, I'll serve you, right? So I'm like asking the Lord, you know, please remove this graffiti off the ceiling, you know what I'm saying, and show me that you exist. You know what I'm saying? I was praying that for like 2 hours, and God didn't remove anything, you know? And, I'm crying and stuff, and I'm looking at my life and my career and everything kind of going down the drain. So, you know, you're in jail. And I remember it just hit me. I was like, man, who am I to even ask you to do anything? You know what I'm saying? So I remember at that moment, like, the words were still on the ceiling and it said Diablos. And I was like, I called out. I was like, yo, Lord, save me. Please, like, just save me. I can't stop the woman. I can't stop the drugs. I love money. You know, money was my God. So, excuse me. So, yeah, so I just begged him. I said, Lord, take it away. Take it all away because I can't do it. And, you know, I kind of felt this little refreshment afterwards. And my wife eventually bailed me, or my fiance at the time bailed me out for like $12,000. And I get out. And I went right back into everything I was doing, you know, dope, weed, everything. You went back to smoking, everything. And I'm trying to gain all my money, you know, get my money, because now I got to pay a lawyer and all this other stuff. And, you know, I was kind of contemplating on moving to Costa Rica and just getting away from everything. And eventually, I was just going right back to what I was doing, but things kept disappearing. Like, my friends were stealing my money. I got a bad batch of some stuff. My plants died. Like, all just crazy stuff was happening. Even I had a guy in California that used to ship me stuff, and he went and opened up a gym with the money I sent him for the stuff that I needed him to ship me. So it was like, you know, everything was just disappearing, and it was crazy because, like, I was just sitting there, like, crying. And I was like, I need money, you know what I'm saying, to get out of this dilemma. You know, I go to court. I'm going to court every month, and I'm not making any statements, and I'm trying to get off. And next thing you know, like, it just hit me. It was like, man, like, I was taking a shower, and the Lord, like, I just felt something. It was like, get on your knees and beg for forgiveness. And I was just like, man, I'm high. I'm tripping, you know? And, of course, I didn't do it in the shower, but then when I got out, like, it was just like this conviction was killing me. It was killing me, and I got on the floor, and I just started praying, stuff like that, and I was like, man, I'm in sin. Like, I got my wife or my fiance or my girlfriend was laying in the bed with my daughter. I'm like, I'm in sin. Like, I'm not even married to this woman, and how could I love them if I'm doing all this stuff in my house that can cause me to lose my child and all this crazy stuff. And, you know, just started praying and just begging him to forgive me and save me. And the next day, like, I literally, the next day, I got married to my wife in the court or whatever. And yeah, then the Lord just been dealing with me, man, just kept, you know, he was faithful, you know. And even when I wasn't. So I guess that's really the gist of the whole thing that kind of brought me into the walk, you know. And then the Lord really just, you know, just put me into a healthy church and that that I should be teaching sound doctrine and stuff like that. And you know, now I'm just a normal guy that just wants to just rep Christ in everything that I do, you know?
Yeah. Well, praise the Lord, brother, for that testimony. It is always a wonderful thing to hear how the Lord takes someone from a situation where they're in, regardless of what it is. God takes the broken and he makes it whole and brings us to a point where he redeems us. Sometimes we look at our lives and think, there's no way with everything that I'm doing, as you were saying, that God would save me, you know, or I know I'm on my way to hell. But God does that. He redeems and brings us to that point of saving grace. So praise the Lord for that. Result, you want to share how you came to know the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yeah, sure. Praise God, man. You know, I don't know if I want to say similar to Jay's. You know, he was the dealer. I was more the user. You know, let's see, 13, my parents, you know, had split up. You know, I was raised in church my whole life, but it was pretty much only, you know, just lip service, you know, tradition, you know, this is, you know, raised in the South, you know, Southern dad, you know, this is what we do. We go to church. So, you know, there was heart in the worship. It was empty. It was vain. It was just checking the list, you know, checking the box off. My parents split up when I was 13. That I really dealt with that, you know, very, very hard. And 14, I you know, started hanging out with the wrong kids. Started, you know, committing robberies and getting arrested when I was 14, you know, stole a pistol. Cops came and arrested me in front of my dad and you know, ended up going to jail. That's kind of when it started. You know, by God's grace, I actually ended up graduating high school and moving out of my dad's house early. And, you know, I didn't touch any drugs or alcohol or anything until I was about 18 years old. I was very active in sports and everything. So, you know, that was just counterintuitive to everything that I was, you know, trying to do with my life. Ended up giving up the sports. I wanted to work. I wanted to make money. You know, wanted to get out on my own. Really got, you know, introduced to alcohol and, you know, cigarettes and weed. From then, since I got arrested a few times for marijuana. But, you know, they, you know, in my life, it truly was the gateway drug. You know, somebody introduced me to cocaine when I was about 19 years old. And that was a wrap. That was it. That was my drug of choice. Of course, I did all, you know, all kind of other drugs. And, but, you know, cocaine was really my God. You know, Jay's God was money. Mine was cocaine. I chased that white lady all over the town. I mean, you know, I worked just to be able to get that drug, you know. And I hit it pretty well. I definitely was a functioning addict. You know, I ended up meeting up with a girl and, you know, fell in love. You know, goodness, you know, the story is so complicated, so many details. I'm going to try to keep it short. But, you know, moving back and forth from South Carolina to Georgia a couple different times with my girlfriend at the time. And, she, you know, she was 17. I was 20 when we met. You know, she used to be a big-time, you know, dealer's girl. And she ended up getting away from him. And you know, she fell for me and vice versa. And so we started hanging out. And we literally did. We literally fell in love with each other. But you know, our relationship was consumed in addiction. So you know, fast forward about 5 years from getting evicted multiple places to just being flat out broke and no life goals. And I remember driving home one day saying that, I actually thought that I was a Christian. You know, because I said the prayer. You know, I've been baptized 15 times, you know, growing up in the Southern Baptist church, you know, I mean, that's all that you have to do pretty much. And, or what I was taught that we had to do. So you know, I had a false sense of my conversion. So it came to a head, and I ended up getting kicked out. We were actually staying with my girlfriend's parents at the time, and they had a big carriage house in behind their house, and we were staying there, and I couldn't even afford $100 rent, you know. And you know, finally her dad came and literally kicked me out. He said, "Get your butt out, you know, you're worthless, you're useless. I don't want to see you around my daughter anymore." So I leave, and my mother, you know, she stayed right down the road. And she ended up getting remarried to a pastor who was he was involved in a Christian rehab called Teen Challenge. Teen Challenge, they have facilities all over the world. It's a pretty big Christian rehabilitation center. If you Google it or search them out, you'll definitely be able to find a lot of information. He said that, you know, basically, you are not welcome in this. We'll, you know, we're here for you. We support you, but you are not welcome here unless you, you know, make a decision. And the only options that I had was either go to Teen Challenge, this rehab, leave everything behind, go to Teen Challenge, or, you know, live on the street. And he said that, you know, no, we're not going to send you to a local facility. You know, I'm going to send you to Long Island, New York. You know, he had family up there, and that's the Teen Challenge that he was affiliated with. So, you know, it's an outpatient, you know, rehab. So, you know, you can leave anytime you want. But knowing that, you know, it, you know, being so many, you know, hundreds of miles away, you know, it'd be very hard for me just to pick up and leave, not knowing anybody. You know, it'd be very difficult to get back. So I ended up making the decision. I told my girlfriend at the time, you know, this is what I have to do. I love you, and I want to turn my life around, and I want a future with you. So that was my motivation. I wanted a future with my girlfriend at the time. You know, I wasn't trying to go look for God or anything like that. You know, I just wanted to get clean to kind of, you know, return back toward normal life. So I ended up going, and, you know, I'm there a week. I'm there 2 weeks. It's the dead of winter. You know, just, you know, feet of snow. I mean, it was literally like a Christian boot camp, you know. You know, I hated every second of it. You know, the first week I was there, you know, just crying, breaking down, you know, trying, you know, almost got up and left with a couple guys I didn't even know, you know, ex-heroin addicts. You know, by God's grace, he kept my butt in that seat for some reason. So, you know, I made it through a week, made it through 2 weeks, and being that it's a Christian rehab, how their rules were, since I was not married or I didn't have kids, I was not allowed to contact my girlfriend. Now this rehab, it's about a year-long program to graduate, and as long as you're in it, you can have no outside contact with anybody besides family, a spouse, or your children. So I wasn't able to talk to my girlfriend. But, you know, there were some people there, some staff members who I guess they felt bad for me or whatever. So they snuck, you know, I was able to get a call, you know, sneak in a call, you know, talking to her. And she's like, "Yeah, I really miss you. You know, I'm getting a new job and that." Well, about a week later, I end up calling her house. And her mom picked up the phone and said that she had also went to a woman's teen challenge down in Davie, Florida, right on the outskirts of Miami. And so I was like, wow, okay. So I'm in Teen Challenge. I'm in this rehab. My girlfriend at the time, she's in Teen Challenge, and they're even stricter there. So this whole time, we're not allowed to communicate. I have no idea what's going on with her, if she still feels the same way about me. And, I'm literally tripping. I'm thinking about this every night, you know. I'm literally crying myself to sleep. Like, I just want to leave, but I'm so far away, and I don't know what she's doing, and, like, you know, what am I doing with my life? I want to say about 3 or 4 weeks later, that is when I was in chapel, because, you know, in this rehab, we went to church, like, every day. I was in chapel one night, and I believe that I was truly convicted of my sin. I was shown my depravity. I was shown the wickedness in my cosmic treason against, you know, the king of the universe. and I was brought to my knees, and I believe that is when I truly repented and put my faith into Christ, who I knew was the only way of salvation. I was totally broken and empty, and I do believe that that is when I was regenerated. That was about a month after I was in the program. So, you know, let's fast forward. I'm going through the program. I'm there for 6 months. I get transferred to Pennsylvania. All in all, I'm in Teen Challenge for about a year and a half. Mind you, with no contact at all with this girl who, you know, I thought I was in love with, who I still thought I was in love with. Didn't know what she was feeling, but beginning to accept the fact that, okay, maybe, you know, we are never, ever going to be together, okay? So I end up getting out. I graduate the program. I go back. I end up moving to Mississippi. That's where my grandparents are at, to transition back into society. You know, I didn't want to go back to my hometown, you know, familiar, you know, places and smells and sights and people that I knew. I wanted to prevent any kind of trigger to perhaps, you know, relapse. So I went to Mississippi. Well, about a month after I was there, my girlfriend at the time, you know, before, she ended up contacting me. And so we were talking on the phone, and of course you can, you know, imagine, you know, after a year and a half, after being with a girl for 5 years, you finally talk to her after a year and a half without any communication. And come to find out she's a believer, and she's on fire for the Lord, and I'm the same way, and I have plans to stay in Mississippi. Well, you know, forget that. I ended up going back to back to South Carolina. And you know, glory to God, we ended up actually getting married. So, you know, we've been married to this day. This was about 2009. During that time, also, I ended up meeting with a guy here in South Carolina who did music, and you know, I used to rap before I was Christian. Was introduced to Christian hip hop. You know, met a guy who was involved with Christian hip hop. You know, got into a studio and began you know, traveling that path, which ultimately has brought me to this point today and meeting Jay. And you know, glory to God, man. I mean, it's I would have never foreseen this. You know, six, seven, 8 years ago. You know, I should have been dead many times in a ditch, man. But so anyway, that's a very condensed version of my conversion and a little bit of my story. So.
Well, praise the Lord as well, brother. Like I said, with Jay and his testimony as well, to see how God takes us from that brokenness, takes us from that life of sin, and brings us to a life of being forgiven, being made new in Jesus Christ. It's such a wonderful thing to hear how God does that. And we're going to go real quick to a song, one of your songs here, Curse Reversed. And I have the links in the show notes for the listeners. If you're listening to the show and you want to see these, I encourage you to go and click on the links and go to the YouTube page of Wrath and Grace and see these videos that are there, because just the way you take this, the song, and going down and then going backwards, reversing it, it's pretty powerful, especially when you're watching those words on the screen. So
yeah.
What do you call that, Jay? That's the topography or something like that? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, they're typography videos.
Yeah, where they put the words up there. And so just watching that, I really, literally, seriously, earlier when I was watching that video and uploading it onto the show, and I'm watching it as it goes, I got goosebumps when it started going backwards, just looking at those words. So we're going to play that right now, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about Wrath and Grace.
and hate. Doesn't he show this love from action? His passion from being lost? That's that 15 transactions. That double cross that touched that sin. In righteousness was traded, was what crushed life. A painful gift heightened this, displayed this curse. The preferred pick, freely would he die to set eternity from bliss. Seeing him decline, would God leave him, watch and hang? To out him with wrath and justice perfect unrestrained? Was anger his intention? His redemption shows hope. Sacrifice needed, sin required to go. Both symbolize remedy, the forgiveness and penalty. This offering there was one, but major issues of sufficiency. This brought that cross, that toward us brings life needed. Send the Savior, the Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus, Redeemer, the Savior sinners needed. Life brings us toward that cross that brought this sufficiency. The issue major, for one was that offering the penalty and forgiveness. The remedy symbolized both souls. Two required, sin needed, sacrifice, hope shows. Redemption, his intention, his anger was unrestrained. Perfect justice, his wrath with the mouth to hang. And watch him leave, God would decline them, seeing bliss from eternity. Set to die, would freely pick. Preferred the curse, this displayed the titan gift. Painful, a life crushed, what was traded was righteousness. And sin that touched that cross, double that transaction. Fixing that death loss beam from passion. His actions from love to show he doesn't hate man. This God and Savior, what scripture states, fits the fallen nature.
And again, that was Curse Reversed by Result here, who's on the show with me today, as well as Jay from Wrath and Grace. And again, you can see that video if you go into the show notes. You can click on it, and it'll take you to that video or the other videos there. When it'll also take you to the Wrath and Grace page there on YouTube, and you should subscribe to that. So Jay, let's talk about Wrath and Grace, brother. Let's talk about how it came to be.
Let me see. Well, I as a new believer, you know what I'm saying? I kind of struggled with a little identity thing for a little while. Like, now that I'm a Christian, should I not have a beard? Should I not have, you know, should I not wear baggy jeans and a fitted cap? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was kind of just like, I don't know. So I was like, where do Christians go to get dressed? Like, do we all have to, you know, at this time I wasn't really going to a Reformed church. I was going to like a supposed non-denominational church. So as I would go out, I noticed that, you know, like, am I supposed to have spiky hair and wear these polos like these guys at my church? You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody shows up to church in a suit. Like, should I be wearing a suit? And so I went to, what was this place called? Man, it was like a bookstore. Lifeway? I went to Lifeway, right? And they had like a little T-shirt section, and it was just the corniest T-shirts I've ever seen, like just corny. So, you know, I was just like, you know, I ended up buying a shirt to like sign, sealed, and deliver, and have a little stamp on my chest. And I just remember, like, I was like, well, you know, I just came up with this thought. I was like, man, it'd be nice to have like a really cool Christian clothing company that wasn't corny. You know, because I'm a Christian. I don't feel corny. I think that there's a lot of really cool things in the Bible that could, if they could be put into a picture, you know what I'm saying? It would be pretty dope. So eventually, I feel like the Lord opened my eyes to Reformed theology, and I'm friends with like these guys that they do concerts and they you know they rap and they do all these things, and I started thinking about the shirt, like, yo, like, we should all be wearing, like, the same shirt so people can kind of tell who's working for, you know, who's on the staff and whatever. And eventually, I came up with this name, Wrath and Grace, right? We came up with Wrath and Grace, and my idea for a logo was just going to be like a lion with a 12-point crown, right? That's all I wanted. It was all wrath, really. And eventually, as time progressed, me and my brother-in-law Frankie, we were sitting there, we were talking, and he was like, "What if that's the picture of wrath? What would the picture of grace be?" And then it was like, man, boom, like the Lamb of God, you know. And I went into this whole thing with a graphic designer trying to come up with this logo. I had like 50 logos that we went through, and eventually we finally came with this one. It was like, this is it. It was perfect, you know. It was like the perfect logo. It was and it depicted the perfect balance of Christ. You know, he's just, but he's also gracious, you know. And I spent a good amount of money making or getting these shirts made by a company overseas, right? And I got the shirts. I went to a concert in Savannah where Result was, right? And I set up my table, and I have some shirts. And it was crazy because people were really buying my shirts. They were, like, super excited about the shirts. And then the something that for some reason I just kind of came up with this whole putting the gospel on a shirt, like having a gospel tract on a shirt. And we had the gospel on the back, and people were just loving the shirts. They were supported. They were buying shirts. And I came back from, I live in Columbus, Georgia, so I came back from Savannah, like super just excited. I was like, man, people really like my shirts. And eventually. I put them online. People started wearing them online, and rappers started wearing them in their videos and stuff like that. And I wasn't really like going, I wasn't really trying to go the whole hip hop route, but somehow I ended up going into the whole hip hop route. But at the same time, I try to be balanced. Like, I'm not trying to only be into the whole hip hop scene. But at the same time, I want to support, like I support street preachers and abortion ministries and just people that are out there telling people about Christ. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, I would have to even add in the proper manner, because, you know, then we have these Westboro guys who I don't try to promote all street preaching. I think certain people need to be called for street preaching. You know what I'm saying? And I started the clothes, and then I had this CD, right? So Result, I met him in Savannah. He gave me a CD, and it just had like, it said Result on it in magic markers, like a little disc. And I was like, well, this guy doesn't take his music serious, you know? So like I grabbed the CD and I put it in my car. And it was like in the glove compartment with like a whole bunch of other CDs. And my wife calls me one day and she's like, yo, who is this? Who is this guy? And I was like, I don't know. You know, what are you talking about? You know, she starts like playing a song. And I was like, I it sounds good, but I don't know who that is. So I have to actually physically look at the CD. And when I saw the CD and I saw Result's name on it, I was like, oh, man, that's that guy. You know, the guy who I didn't think was any good. And like his CD was just full of like just biblical theology, just like bam, 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 just hit, breaking stuff down in such a contextual, like he did it so good that I was just like, man, like I gotta reach out to this guy. And eventually somehow it turned into like we do music videos now, we do we do music, you know, so I'm also working with other artists as well. That I can't really say names at this point, but pretty much Results album and drops on the 1st of January. Ivy Connolly will drop in February or March, and then I have a compilation album with a good amount of other Wrath and Grace artists that will drop in, Lord willing, April or May. And that's just like the music stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but. Pretty much we got into somehow we're into this whole music thing, and Lord willing we can impact people and evangelize and I'm just eager to see where the Lord sends it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I do remember I met you the first time at the Herald Society, and I do remember the last time I was there. you had that CD. You was like, man, I'm telling you. Or you had the shirt. I think it was Lyrical Theology with Result.
Mm-hmm.
And you like, this guy. You got to hear this guy. And so, yeah, it was cool when that video came out. And I played it in the beginning of the show, the Lyrical Theology one, where you go through and you took the names of or the albums of all of these Christian rappers, these Christian hip-hop artists, and put it into a song. Tell us a little bit about how you came up with stuff like that. I mean, your songs are so that type of song, the curse reverse where you're singing it forward and then backwards. The sin song that I've heard on the Bible Thumping Wingnut is amazing. It's an awesome song. And then this ABC song that I just Jay sent me earlier, and I'm going to play it here in a little bit. But I was just like, wow. I mean, taking an A and like going through all these A's and then B's and then C's. I'm like, wow, that's incredible. Tell me about that.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I don't know, man. I guess I would consider myself a creative thinker. I like to think out of the box with anything that I do. You know, I was before I was a rapper, meaning I used to draw. Didn't really get into painting that much, but you know, I used to draw a lot, and really that was my passion. I actually, you know, I almost, you know, pursued going to SCAD, you know, one of the biggest art schools in the country here in Savannah. So, you know, I that creative expression, brought forth through that type of medium. And I guess that just kind of translated into the whole music thing. You know, what I was hearing on the radio, I was like, there's so much that you could just like art, just like drawing and paints and colors and pencils and I mean, you know, there's so much that you can do, you know, with these instruments in your hand. And I saw that the same way with words. There is so much that you can do, you know, with words. Communication, of course, that is kind of really what ties us all together. I would even say music also is kind of what, you know, ties everybody together. No matter what culture you're in, you know, what language you speak, everybody has some form of music, you know, culturally that really draws them in and invokes this, you know, the certain feeling. So I saw this and I noticed this, and that's really what I, you know, that was really my motivation. It's like, okay, you know, what can I paint on this musical canvas? You know, I must give respect and props to, artists who I definitely did listen to, who were very creative. You know, before I became a Christian, you know, a bunch of, you know, a lot of secular artists, I won't necessarily name their names, but I mean, they were doing things like this, you know, like doing songs backwards, not the same way that I did, or maybe doing some type of, you know, alphabet song. You know, I remember a guy and he said, you know, did a whole song and there's a lot of alliteration throughout the song. I'm just like, man, that's really unique. So that was kind of the driving force for me to really be creative with my music. So, you know, what I heard, what I realized, what people gravitated towards was unique, was different, what stood out. I just didn't want to be just kind of thrown into the mix, you know, and just kind of get lost in the sea of, you know, mediocrity or, you know, normality, you know. I really wanted to, I guess, stand out, and I felt like I was able to do that with, you know, with my work. So these particular songs, the Lyrical Theology, of course, you know, Jay was here, and Jay's definitely, you know, he taught that idea to me. Hey, you know, let's pay a tribute. You know, how can we make this work? You know, so you know, he kind of sparked it, and I just kind of ran with it. And was able to pull that off. The curse reverse again. You know, Jay showed me a video where this guy, you know, he was he was going forwards and then backwards, but he would do it with like sentences. He wouldn't do it word by word. He would so say if I say like, "Hi, my name is Chris," then he would say, you know, "Hi, my name is Chris and I'm on this radio interview." So he would say, "I'm on this radio interview. Hi, my name is Chris," you know, and go backwards like that. I was like, "Well, that's kind of lame and that's really easy. Let me see if I can one up that." And you know, that's sure what I did. I sure didn't think I was going to be able to pull it off, but I think I definitely did, and people are seeing that, and so that's really where this you know, I guess creative instinct comes from, is just my, you know, naturally, you know, I'm drawing this from my art that I used to do, you know, back in the day, and then also you know, very unique and creative you know, rappers who I used to listen to.
Yeah. And I listen to a lot of Christian hip hop, and I love a lot of there's some really good rappers out there, Christian rappers and artists, and
oh, yeah.
But I'll definitely say it is unique. It's something that I haven't heard a lot of, and we're gonna play this ABC song here in just a minute, and it's another song. Again, you can listen to, you can see these videos and see the words actually, as Jay called it, topography. If I'm even saying that right, but where you have the words mm-hmm. on the screen there, and you can see it, and it's amazing. Like I don't know. I mean, it's talent for one thing, as an artist, to be able to do something like that. But I'm just sitting there, like, you know, I can usually kind of go with the words of a song, but it would take me a little time to try to say all that and then go backwards with it. And when you're doing that, I mean, I'm just like, wow, that takes a lot of talent to be able to do that. And
praise God.
So it's pretty amazing, yeah. What I want to say to the listeners is I'm going to give away a Wrath and Grace T-shirt, but this is how we're going to do this. You got to hashtag G220 Radio and share this episode of G220 Radio on your Facebook page or on Twitter. Just hashtag G220 Radio, and when you do that, share this episode, and your name will be thrown into a hat. And next week on G220 Radio on Tuesday, we'll do a drawing, and whoever is drawn will get a T-shirt from Wrath and Grace. I'll contact the winner of the drawing and get your size and everything and get that sent out to Jay and order that and have it sent out to you. So if you want to get a T-shirt from Wrath and Grace, you got to hashtag G220 Radio, and we will get you one if your name is drawn. Or you can go to Wrath and Grace and buy one. For sure, go there and check out their clothing line. They've got a lot of great shirts there. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to play that song ABC, and then we'll be right back.
I approach ought to be athletic, artistically attempting alphabet aesthetics, abstract advertised attribute, all about atonement, accomplished, applied, absolute, a millionaire's aim and arrogance, alongside atheists and angry Americans, apprehensive agnostics, appear anonymous, Adam ate apple and all over accomplices, Antichrist's advice articulated accurate, answers are absent, abolish an advocate, abstinent ancient, abhorrent abuse, alcoholic accident, abortion approved, abominable actions activating the count, had alarm in the added, accelerated amount, anathema appointed, appropriate arrangement, away with all appeals and arraignment, amen.
In the first time we all die,
follow
team. Come for Christianity, create and catastrophe, conflict, calamity. I can't really criticize, cause church closed the clinic, crashed in the cross with the symbolized. Complete chaos, time candy Christians, crawl back to the cross, turn the catechism. Confusion, contaminate to it, captivate, corrupting the conscience, capability to calibrate. A cradle on the top and counteract it, it's constantly celebrating, Calvary's casting, conglomerate clashing, crews collide, but we call to confess, Christ crucified.
In the first Adam, we all die. There's still hope, let me tell you why. Jesus died to replace you and me. So let me tell you the ABCs. We are sinful, but he is pure. We are sinful, but he is secure. Open your eyes, change and believe. And next time you can sing with me.
ABC by Results, featuring Elisa Wade. So yeah, that was a great song too, man. I think that just was published today on YouTube. So
yeah, brand new.
Check it out over
brand
there.
New.
Yeah, absolutely. So check that out, Jay. Before we get down to the end of the show here, we got about a few more minutes left. I want to ask you, too, I know you're doing some other stuff with Bible Thumping Wingnuts, the guys over there, with some Wrath and Grace Radio. You want to talk a little bit about that and maybe any other things you've got going on that you could talk about with Wrath and Grace?
Let me see. Well, yeah, so Bible Thumping Wingnut, good couple guys. They're crazy. I came up with this idea for Wrath and Grace Radio to pretty much just do music. So it's really like an hour long worth of music. We try to have a theme for it, and it's just different artists that are sound in their theology and their music is Christ glorifying. So I have a couple DJs I'm working with, and every 2 weeks we're dropping an episode. So right now we've only been doing it since like October 31st. So on that day we did the Reformation Day theme. I would encourage everybody to go listen to that. Also we have the second episode was like this Bible stories where artists pretty much go from creation to Christ on the cross. Yeah. But he's using the letter C. And we did that on that mix, and Bible Thumping Wingnuts is helping me pretty much push it, really, because I noticed that there's kind of a void. It's like, where do you go to listen to music like this? And there are a lot of artists out there, but the majority of music, businesses, they don't push this kind of music. They push, what other people want to hear, I don't want to get into the whole subject, but a lot of compromising music, Like, it's like, so you go to a church, you go to a Reformed church, or you go to a seeker-friendly church, right? Or you could go right. to a heretical church, right? Same thing with music. The churches that you go to are going to produce things in this culture that is gonna come out in their art, I tend to promote more on the Reformed side than a seeker sensitive kind of music or heretical music, if that makes
Orthodox.
Any sense.
Orthodox.
Yeah. And
right.
So that's really what we're doing with Wrath and Grace Radio, and it also allows us to have a platform for the artists that we're bringing out and to promote the artists that are on there so that people can go over there and buy their music as well,
yeah.
So that's the Wrath and Grace Radio thing. So another thing that I do is I screen print, right? So I went that first year of Wrath and Grace, I got tired of paying people money to make my shirts for me, and if I was going to do this full time, which I do now, and I had the desire to do it at the time, I was like, well, I need to cut that middleman out, you know. So I bought a machine, and you know, I learned how to use it. Now, of course, I struggled a lot. I wanted to give up because I thought I could learn how to do it watching YouTube tutorials, right? It was not that easy. It was really hard. So I ended up getting meeting a guy who's been doing it for a couple of years, and he actually taught me everything that I know when it comes to screen printing. And he's not a believer. I came into the store. I was paying him to do my shirts, and I was like, "Hey man, you know, would you mind teaching me?" And he was like, "No." And you know, he kind of looked at it maybe as competition since I had my own machine, but his machine was like a lot better than mine. And eventually, I kept harassing him, and I was like, "Hey man, I'll work for you for like months if you just teach me how to do the machine. If you teach me how to use this, I'll work for you. You don't have to pay me till I know how to use it. Once I'm an expert at this, then you can pay me, you know." And I think I worked for him for about 4 or 5 months for free, just doing his orders and stuff like that. And he taught me, and now this is what I do. I screen print, you know. So
wow.
So I do screen print for other people. I don't only do Rack and Grace clothing. I screen print for ministries and businesses and marathons and triathlons and family reunions and all kind of stuff too. So that is my trade now. That's what I do for a living.
Well, praise the Lord, brother. Yeah, I laughed because I know how many times I've tried to watch YouTube tutorials to learn something, and I'm more confused than when I started out, like trying to figure something out. So I know how that can go. And one more quick thing about the Wrath and Grace radio stuff. Do you have where you put the names of some of those artists up there, or those artists where people can see who, you know, was on that show, or what songs were sung and who they were by, or, you know what I mean?
At this point, I don't. We're only like into the second episode, and it's a lot of it's a lot of work. At this point, we haven't gotten to the list. That's one of the things on my list of things to do, but I'm also working on like a results album and this other album that we're working on too. And then of course I do the Wrath and Grace shirts, and I got to fill out my orders and stuff like that. So
right.
That's one of the things on my list of things to do. I just haven't got around to that yet.
Yeah. I understand being busy, brother. And I just know I was listening to this last one that you guys did, and there was a lot of ones that I was like, I'm not sure who that is. And normally I will just take a few words from the song and type it in and see what comes up. But that's, I understand about being busy, brother. Result, anything you got going on coming up, or this album's coming out in January?
Yeah, that just, you know, solely focused on that. I'm trying to get prepared for that. You know, I mean, I don't do music full time. That's not how I support myself. You know, I do have a full.
Oh, I think we lost them. Seems like the call dropped on me. We lost them there. I hope you've been enjoying this episode of G220 Radio with Jay and Results, listening to the music, the ABC song. What amazing song. You've got to go and check out that video. Go to the show notes, click on that link, because it's pretty interesting when you listen to this song how he goes through these ABCs, and like in the first part of it, it's all words with A, and he's just saying all these words with the letter, starting with the letter A. And then moving on to all these words that then start with the letter B, and then the letter C. It's pretty impressive, and it's definitely unique. So you want to go and check that out and just watch it so that you can see all these words being said in this music video there. And I believe that they are now back with us. The call
was
dropped.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome back.
What happened there? Thanks for having me. I'm sorry. Anyway, do you want me to continue what I was saying, or
yes,
or have we moved on? Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So okay. Like I was saying, you know, I don't do this music full time. I do have a full time job. I'm also in school full time. I'm working on my bachelor's degree at the moment. Also, my wife, she works full time. She's also in school full time. We're involved in our church. You know, I'm actually going through a deacon training right now, and so very involved there. So I haven't had as many performances as I did in the past, only because just have gotten busier. Life is really just kind of hitting us full force right now. We got a new house a month ago, so trying to deal with all that and just kind of get settled in there. So unfortunately, nothing in the near future that I have going on at the moment. Just really focused on trying to cooperate with everybody who's involved in getting this project out, giving the public a piece of work, a project that has a lot of quality and substance to it. Something that I believe is lacking currently, and definitely in the Christian hip hop genre. So that is our main goal at the moment. Stay in touch with me or Jay and Wrath and Grace, and when things do pop off, or we do have something going on, that's definitely will be made known. So.
All right. Well, definitely looking forward to that album when it comes out. And like I said to the listeners, go and support Wrath and Grace, these guys here, these two brothers. Get a T-shirt. You can win one, again, if you hashtag G220 Radio and share this episode, and then we'll do a drawing next week. And I can testify that wearing those shirts do cause people to ask you questions. I went to prayer meeting one night, Jay, and I was wearing the Bondservant shirt. It has the barcode on the front, Bondservant of Christ. And I was wearing it at Walmart afterwards. I went to Walmart to get something to drink. And somebody asked me, what is that? What does that shirt say? Just sparked up a conversation right there, able to share the gospel just from the shirt that I was wearing, brother. Yeah. So being someone who goes out on the streets preaching, it's good to have, like you said, the gospel on your back or on your front, or, a shirt that's showing it to the public what you're identifying with or who you're identifying with out there. So praise the Lord for that. Well, brothers, I really do appreciate you guys taking the time to come onto the show tonight and sharing your testimonies and what you got going on there with Wrath and Grace and Result with the music. It's been a blessing to have you guys on, and I really do appreciate you guys' time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Praise God, man. Thanks, Ricky. You're a big encouragement to me, man, so I do appreciate you inviting me on.
Well, that's good to hear, brother. So thank you, guys. Again, I really do appreciate it. You guys have a great night.
You do as well. God bless, man.
All right, you too. God bless. So that was Jay and Result of Wrath and Grace. Again, go and check them out. Go and support Wrath and Grace. Some really good brothers there. Hey, that's been G220 Radio for the night. Until next time, God bless and good night.
Maybe one of the reasons so many people in the church aren't making disciples of all nations is because they're not really disciples in the first place. You think about Jesus and his disciples from the very beginning to the very end. Making disciples is in the DNA of this thing, right? To be a disciple involved in making disciples. Follow me, Matthew 4, and I will, what? I'll make you fishers of men.
Never make a gospel appeal to people's emotions. Never. Never. That's why we don't have some kind of an emotional appeal here and play all kinds of smalty music in the background.
And it amazes me that we believe this, that God would crush and kill his own son, but let you slide. Not for a minute.
At this moment, God commands all men to repent and believe. That today is the day of salvation, that you are to flee from the wrath to come, to flee from the law of Moses that condemns you, into the city of refuge, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. Run to Him